بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن سعيد بن عمرو ويقال ابن جامر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال في رواية: فإن استطعت أن يستغفر لك فافعل، فاستغفر لي. فاستغفر له، فقال له عمر: أين تريد؟ قال: الكوفة. قال: ألا أكتب لك إلى عاملها؟ قال: أكون في غبراء الناس أحب إلي. فلما كان من العام المقبل حج رجل من أشرافهم، فوافى عمر فسأله عن أويس، فقال: تركته رث البيت قليل المتاع. قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يأتي عليكم أويس بن عامر مع أمداد من أهل اليمن، من مراد ثم من قرن، كان به برس فبري منه إلا موضع درهم، له والدة هو بها بر، لو أقسم على الله لأبره، فإن استطعت أن يستغفر لك ففعل. فأتى أويسا فقال: استغفر لي. قال: أنت أحدث عهدا بسفر صالح، فاستغفر لي. قال: لقيت عمر؟ قال: نعم. فاستغفر له ففطن له الناس فانطلق على وجهه، رواه مسلم. وفي رواية لمسلم أيضا عن أسيد بن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن أهل الكوفة وفدوا على عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفيهم رجل ممن كان يسخر بأويس، فقال عمر: هل هاهنا أحد من القرنيين؟ فجاء ذلك الرجل، فقال عمر: إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال: إن رجلا يأتيكم من اليمن يقال له أويس، لا يدع باليمن غير أم له، قد كان به بياض، فدعا الله تعالى فأذهبه إلا موضع الدينار أو الدرهم، فمن لقيه منكم فليستغفر لكم. وفي رواية له عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن خير التابعين رجل يقال له أويس، وله والدة، وكان به بياض، فمروه فليستغفر لكم. Continuing with the riwayat we began with yesterday, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه, after having ascertained the identity and confirmed the identity of Uwais Qarni radiallahu ta'ala anhu, having questioned him about the leprosy which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Uwais had, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cured him except for the space of one dirham coin, having confirmed that he had a mother who he had served excessively, informed him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of Uwais Qarni, لو أقسم على الله لا أبره, that Allah Ta'ala accepted him and elevated him because of the service that he did to his elderly mother to such an extent Allah Ta'ala made him mustajabu da'wat, that he is amongst those people that if he takes an qasam upon Allah, Allah will fulfill that qasam. And then Umar went on to say that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me that you will come, and this is the description that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave of you. And then Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded me that, Umar, if you have the ability to seek dua of maghfirat, dua of forgiveness on your behalf from Uwais Qarni, then do so. So because of this injunction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Umar said to Uwais Qarni that, I am asking you, my brother, ask Allah for my forgiveness. Make dua on my behalf. This section of the hadith is the reason why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this particular hadith in the chapter which we are discussing. The chapter being the virtue of being in the company of the pious, Ahlul Khair, sitting with them, being in their sohbat, having love for them, visiting them, seeking from them that they should visit you, and to request them for dua. When you meet the pious, to ask the pious to make dua for you. One interesting point we should bear in mind, that if you look from a status point of view, the status of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was far greater then Uwais Qarni. Umar is amongst the Ashara-e Mubashara, those 10 Sahaba who in one majlis and gathering were given the glad tidings of Jannat in this world. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, according to the ijma of the ulama, is the second highest ranking Sahabi. So there is no, we can't even compare his superiority so far as status is concerned over Uwais Qarni. Yet despite that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him or told him that if you come across this person, ask him to make dua for you. So it doesn't mean that if you are senior to someone else, then you should not request them for dua, as we will see from the riwayat that come in front also. So nevertheless, Umar radiallahu ta'ala requested Uwais Qarni to make dua and maghfirat for him, to ask Allah for his forgiveness. Uwais Qarni raised his hand and made dua. Thereafter, Umar said to him, where are you going? In other words, what is your next destination? Uwais Qarni responded and he said that I'm going to Kufa. So Umar said that should I not write to the governor of Kufa on your behalf? In other words, requesting him that he should give you a stipend, an allowance, he should see to your welfare, etc. Uwais Qarni responded to this and he said that I should remain with the very simple people and with the poor people who no one gives a second glance to is more preferred to me. The term that is used is ghabara in nas. Ghabara in nas, that's one term. Another term that is similar to it, that in meaning that is found in ahadith, is what we call the akhfiya. That is those in ahadith, we find a further description given of such people. In ghabu lam yufaqadu wa in hadaru lam yud'au wa lam yuqarrabu. That if they are absent, no one looks for them. And if they are present, no one calls them front. Further description we find, if they intercede on behalf of someone, their intercession is likely not to be accepted. If they ask for the hand of someone's daughter in marriage, they are more likely to be rejected. In other words, simple people. People with no status, people with no position in society. Ghabara in nas. Those that no one gives a second glance to. Uwais Qarni said to Umar that I prefer to be among such people. Because he knew. Imagine if this became well known, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that I want you to find this man. Find this man. Why? Because he is so accepted in Allah's eyes that if he takes qasam on Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, if he takes qasam on Allah, Allah will fulfill that qasam. And Umar asked that man to make dua for you. Ask him to ask Allah for your forgiveness. Now if this became known amongst the people that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Uwais Qarni, there would have been no peace at all for him. He would have been hounded by thousands and thousands of people because this is a person, we raise our hands, Allah is accepting or not, how close we are to Allah, we don't even know. Whether we're going to die in that condition, we don't know. This is stamp and seal of nubuwwat. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirming the status and piety of this person. So he responded and he said, instead of taking advantage of that, instead of asking for a big allowance, asking for a palatial home, asking that people must serve him, what is his response? He says, أَكُونُ فِي غَبَرَاءِ النَّاسَ حَبَّ إِلَيَّ. That I want to be amongst the simple people. I don't want to be known. This is more preferred to me. The next year, another group from the same area, that is from Yemen, but these were of the noble people, came to make Hajj. And they met Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar inquired from them about Uwais. That is, how is his condition? How have you left him behind? The response that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu received, that we left him living a very simple life with very few possessions. One interesting point that we learned from this is that Islam advocates an insulated society through our amal of gush, that we are encouraged that from every masjid, at least within a period of every 3 months minimum or maximum, Every Muslim brother of our area should be visited. Meet the people, go from house to house, see the condition of the ummah. We are not supposed to be where we separate ourselves and live in isolated existence. Here, one person from an entire area is inquired about. And not from the poor people or the simple people, from the ashraf, from the noble people. Inquiry is made about a poor man. And by a person who particularly said that I want to live amongst the unknown. I want to live where people don't give me a second glance. Yet immediately they were able to respond about the situation of Uwais Qarni. This teaches us the importance of each one caring for the next one. Each one knowing about the situation and condition of the next one. This was common in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the generation after that. Nowadays, mashallah, we are living in a society when you want to go and visit someone, you need to take an appointment. Or you need to ask permission beforehand. Or people get upset that why did you come to visit me? It shouldn't be like that. We should be visiting one another and we should be aware of the situation and condition of one another. So when this question was asked about Uwais Qarni, the response came that I left him behind living a very simple life with very few possessions. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala explained to the noble people of Yemen why I am asking about him. Umar said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to me that Umar, a person called Uwais bin Amir will come to you with the delegation from the people of Yemen. He is from the Murad family, from the Qaran tribe. He suffered from leprosy. He was cured except the space of one coin. He has an elderly mother who he served greatly. If he takes an oath on Allah, Allah will fulfill it. If you have the ability to ask him to seek forgiveness on your behalf, do so. So when these people heard Umar said this about Uwais, immediately on the return journey from Hajj, they went to him, they went to Uwais, and they said to him, seek forgiveness on our behalf. So he said, you people just came back from Hajj. You have come from a virtuous journey. I should ask you to seek, to make dua for me. What we are told, when the Haji returns, ask the Haji for duas. Now the Haji is returning and asking Uwais for dua. So Uwais says, you just came back from Hajj, I should be asking you for dua. He said, no, you make dua for us. So then he asked that, by chance did you meet Umar? Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they said yes. So he accepted their request, made dua for them, and the people came to know of his lofty position. So he left that area and he went to another area. This obviously, as we mentioned previously, speaks of the humility of Uwais Qarni radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, also from Usayd bin Jabir, it is mentioned that the people of Kufa formed a delegation upon Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Amongst them was a person who used to mock at Uwais. Umar asked them, is there anyone on the days of Hajj? He put this question to the people of Kufa. Are there any Qarnis amongst you? People from the family of Uwais Qarni. So this person, the same one who used to mock at Uwais Qarni, came to Umar. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said to him that verily Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that إِنَّ رَجُلًا يَأْتِيكُم مِّنَ الْيَمَنِ, that a man will come to you from the people of Yemen. His name was Uwais. The only reason he remained in Yemen and he did not come to me was he had to serve his mother. Rasulullah ﷺ acknowledged the reason why Uwais Qarni didn't come to Rasulullah ﷺ in his lifetime. As we mentioned previously, the service of his mother kept him back. Nabi ﷺ went on to say he suffered from leprosy. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala cured him except to the space of one dinar or one dirham coin. If you meet him, ask him to make dua for you. One more narration is mentioned from Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Inna khayra tabi'een rajulun yuqalu lahu Uwais. The best of the tabi'een is a man by the name of Uwais. He has an elderly mother. He suffered from leprosy. Command him, if you see him, to seek dua for you, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your forgiveness. As we mentioned yesterday in quite detail, we find these are lengthy riwayat or narrations that are devoted to the mention of Uwais Qarni radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There were many amongst the tabi'een that would fast the entire year, make the tahajjud salah the entire night. There are many amongst them, 30, 40 years, they would make Fajr with the same wudu of Isha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not single out a single one of them. Uwais Qarni was singled out specifically because of this point, that he tirelessly served his mother in the latter part of her life. So if our parents are elderly, this is a great opportunity to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and to become mustajabu da'wat, to become amongst those whose du'as are accepted. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.